He looked back at the route they'd taken to get here. He wished he had some idea what was happening in the battle below. Could he and the kids bring down Kenobi's body and blame the mess on him? Or did they need to keep moving, perhaps crossing enough of the Jundland to reach freedom? He stalked around the well, kicking a pail. From behind a boulder, a spiky reptilian half a meter long bounded into the clearing. A massive, dark-eyed and big-jawed, it charged straight for Orin, who quickly drew a bead and shot. Struck by the orange energy, the massive squawked and fell to the ground. Orin looked back at Mullen and Vika. "Thanks for the assist," he said dryly. "We're watching for the big game," Mullen said. He had Annalene's arm in one hand and his blaster in the other, as his eyes continued to scan their surroundings. Orin looked at the smoking creature and got an idea. Checking first that he was covered, he holstered his weapon and stepped toward the oozing massive. He lifted the carcass. "Let's do some home improvement," he said loudly. Arriving back at the well, he dangled the dripping body theatrically over the hole. "Down you go!"
"Don't!"
Ben's voice called out from afar. Orin lifted the massive by its legs and looked around. "What?" he called out. "You don't want me to poison your friend's well?"
"I was saying that to a yacht,"
Ben's voice boomed.
"The one you call Plugger, because she's going to shoot you, and you might accidentally drop the animal in anyway."
Somewhere, Orin heard a weapon safety clicking on. He nodded. So the Tuskens were listening to Kenobi. "Glad to have gotten your attention," he said.
"Turn back now,"
Ben repeated. This time, Orin could tell that the voice was coming from the forest of pillars to the west. "I don't feel like turning back," he said, tossing the creature's limp form down the hole. It bounced twice before hitting bottom with a thud. The well was dry. Orin looked around. No one had fired at him. Ben wanted Annalene alive, and the Tuskens were following his lead. But Ben could change his mind at any moment, and Orin wasn't about to let him call the Sandys down on him. Pulling his weapon, Orin made his way carefully to an opening in the western rocks. He shot a look back at Mullen and Vika and mouthed a command, "Wait for me." Orin stepped amid the megaliths. It was as bizarre a natural formation as he'd seen on Tatooine, almost designed by nature to form a labyrinth. Mountain wind whistled between the towers, which rose high enough to blot out even the midday suns. He certainly didn't lack for cover here. Getting a clean shot would be another matter. "I know you're there, Kenobi!" he bellowed.
"Turn back now."
Ben's voice resounded through the rocks, closer than before. Orin spun and fired. The shot hit the base of a tower, leaving a smoking pit in the surface. He kept walking. There was more movement. Footsteps fast and light. Orin fired again, down a long corridor. Nothing. Somewhere he heard a Tuscan child crying. Orin growled impatiently. "Enough games, Kenobi!"
"Agreed,"
Ben said, his voice coming from a different side now.
"So turn back."
"No!" Orin felt his eyes burning. With his left hand, he pulled out a second blaster. He raised both weapons and fired. Again and again, turning in all directions. He could see movement and dust rising. He only needed one lucky shot. Just one. Blaster fire from the labyrinth resounded across the clearing. "Ben, watch out!" Annalene yelled again. Unrestrained by his father's presence, Mullen shoved her forward. Annalene stumbled across the shattered stones and fell. Sprawled across the rocks, she turned around to see the young man aiming his blaster at her. "I've never been able to stand these snotty cowells," he said, one eyelid twitching as he stalked toward her. Rifle in hand, Vika looked at her brother.
Dad didn't say to kill her.
Do we need her now? Mullen asked.
I don't know that we ever needed her.
His sister responded.
Do you care?
Not really,
Vika said. Orin continued to fire as he marched forward. He parted his hands and shot in either direction down the stony aisles, and then ahead and behind. He heard screaming from multiple quarters, the pathetic wails of frightened Tuscan younglings. A bonus. All the frustration of the past months, all the worry of the last days, fed through his body and the blasters in his hands.
Show yourself!
A cracking sound emanated from above. Reflexively, Orin pointed his blasters upward. He'd been pounced on by Kenobi before, but the man wouldn't get the drop on him again. Except, the rock pillars were too tall for any man to scale, he saw. Then suddenly he heard another sickening snap, and a knife-shaped slab that had balanced for eons slid off the formation, plummeting toward him. Orin leapt forward just before the massive chunk of stone stabbed the ground where he'd stood. Above, a fissure appeared in another stone tower. And another. Orin cast his terrified eyes up and across the long rows of stone columns. This wasn't a ground quake by Bantha. This was something unreal. As if something invisible was pushing against the stones. He ran forward, blaster still clutched in his hands, but his arms bent to shield his face from the rain of dust. Pebbles came down, and then chunks sheared off, striking all around. Orin coughed as nuggets pelted his back. Another huge shard struck just ahead, and then another behind. He screamed, "What's going on?" Orin looked up as a shadow fell over him. Thunder sounded in the rocks to the west. Mullen glared at his sister.
What in blazes is going on over?
Before he could finish his sentence, Annalene threw a fistful of sand in his face. Blinded, he staggered, and Annalene grabbed his ankle, pulled it toward her, and bit down hard. Hearing her brother's howl, Vika pointed a rifle at Annalene. She fired once, but her injured shoulder jerked her arm to the left, and the shot missed. With animal instinct, Annalene